Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and steal back Obama.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, we're in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're back on the road.
All right. Fort Wayne, had a good time there. I spoke to a couple of years ago. Enjoyed my time there. So say hello to all the folks there. All right, folks, if you were on social media this weekend, you probably were cracking up laughing at various memes about Rachel Dolezal. She is the president of the Spokane, Washington chapter of the NAACP. There was supposed to be a meeting today of the chapter where she was supposed to address them about this controversy of her portraying herself as black. That has been canceled. Whether she still speaks, we will see. So, you know what? I said, let me call up my homeboy, Tim Wise. He is the author of the book, Colorblind, Speaking Treason Fluently. And
what happened?
Hello?
Roland? Roland?
Hello?
Oh, wow.
Hello?
Tim?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, we've lost Roland. sorry about that, but we do want to hear your thoughts on it because you definitely are a voice in terms of all of this that's going on now and want to hear your thoughts on the whole Rachel Dolezal case.
Do you just want me to start talking?
Yes. We're live, yes.
Okay, all right, yeah. I wasn't sure what happened. That was strange. Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, I think, you know, and I participated, like a lot of folks, in taking some shots at Rachel Dolezal, and I think they were well-deserved. But I also think there's a more serious issue, you know, that for me as a white aspiring ally that I have to think about, and I think that all white folks, including Rachel Dolezal, need to think about. And that is, you know, my guess is, I read a comment the other day from one of her brothers, one of the black men now, but black children men that her parents adopted. And he said something about how when she was at Howard getting her master's, that she didn't feel fully accepted, right? That she wasn't, I guess she didn't have a good experience or something, and probably because, you know, here's this white girl from Montana who does black portraiture art in a very authentic style, I should point out. She's a very good artist. And they probably did give her a little side eye and look at her like, hey, who are you, right? Because you can't just show up as a white person and be considered down. You can't just show up and say, oh, I'm down with the struggle and I embrace your culture and have black folks trust you, because that's not the way it works. Allyship is hard. It's messy. You got to prove yourself. And I suspect that she didn't have the stomach to do the hard work of tending the field of white allyship. She decided, forget it, I'm going to cut out the middleman. I'm not going to work with black people. I'm going to work for and as a black person. It's almost as if she said, you know what, the heritage of solidarity work and white ally work, going all the way back to John Brown or John Fee or the Grimke sisters or the Zellners or the Civil Rights Movement or Ann and Carl Brayton, it's almost like she said, those white allies, that's not enough for me. It's not enough to listen to people of color and follow their lead. I need to be in the lead. And I think it's not only a slap in the face of actual black folks, basically saying, I'm going to adopt your struggle as if it were my own and act as if your pain is my pain. That's obviously insulting. It's also, though, a slap in the face to white allyship as well. It's also a way of saying to white allyship that isn't important. And I don't want to be part of that. I'm just going to pretend to something that I'm not. And I think that's unfortunate, because for those of us who are white, there is a role for us to play in this work. We have to cultivate authentic, anti-racist white identity. We can't shed our skin. We can't just shed our privileges. We have to work with people of color to change the system. But the key word is with, not as, people of color. We have to find a different way to live in the skin that we're in.
Tim, you know, that point, I think about Malcolm X when he was speaking at Harvard. A young white woman came up to him and said, Mr. X, what can I do to help you in your cause? He said nothing. And he later said he wished he had told her, go back to your people and deal with that particular issue. That sounds like what you're saying. He said, accept that and say, and from an authentic standpoint, she could say, as a white woman, white folks, this is how I see it, as opposed to say, oh, I'm just going to create this whole new persona, and then when you're busted, you know, then keep lying about it and denying. I mean, I can only imagine her parents denying they even exist.
Right. I mean, I think there's a whole lot going on here, but I think your point about what Malcolm said is very true. Like, you know, SNCC said the same thing in 67. Malcolm said it shortly before his death, that there's a definite role to play, but it's almost like she said, you know what, I don't want to work with white folks. I don't want to challenge white folks. And I get it. Look, man, it's hard. I mean, that's the work that I try to do, right? It's not easy talking to white folks about white supremacy and trying to create allies, but that's the work. It's not supposed to be easy. You know, the idea that we can just go get our kumbaya on and hang out in black space, like, I understand that's very attractive to white folks who want to reject white supremacy. But if we really want to do the work, we have to do the work that is ours to do. And it's exactly what you just mentioned. It's what Malcolm said. It's what SNCC said in 67. It's what black folks have been telling us to do for a very long time. And she just seems to want to take the shortcut.
Let me ask you this, Tim Wise. One of your books, one of your great books, is Dear White America. So today, if you were to write a blog, Dear Rachel, what's the next thing to do?
You know, I would say be honest and come home to the work that is yours to do. I think there's still a place for her. Look, all of us who are allies or trying to be have made mistakes. I've made my share. I'm going to keep making them. But the difference is when you make them, you try to own them, and you try to get back in the game. This is too important. This work is too important. If Rachel Dolezal wants to be part of that, then she can be that. But she needs to be that as the actual human being in this world that she is, with all of her flaws. And if she does that, then we can do the work.
Great perspective, Tim Wise. I appreciate it, man. Thanks
always.
A lot.
Thank you.
All right, Roland.
All right,
Roland. My blog is a letter to Rachel. Did you check it out?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
But he's right. Stay with the work.
Stay with the work. And there's a lot of work to be done, especially now.
But just be honest who you are.
23 past the hour.